says, Umar ibn Sa'd, curse of God be on him, in the afternoon of the day of Ashura, sent the holy head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam to Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, curse of God be on him, through Huli ibn Yazid Asbahi and Humayd ibn Muslim Azdi, curse of God be on them, and ordered that the heads of other holy martyrs be sent by Shamr ibn Zuljoshan, Qais ibn Ash'as, and Amr ibn Hajjaj. So they moved with the said holy heads and reached Kufa. Umar ibn Sa'd remained in Karbala on Ashura on the next day till noontime. Then he moved with the remaining persons of the holy family of Imam Hussein alayhi salam from Karbala. He made the members of the holy family, who were the trust of the best of the messengers of Allah, to sit on bare camels while their veils were removed in front of the enemies. In the midst of all these sorrows and griefs, they were driven just as chained slaves. How nice it is said, how strange and wonderful that they were offering salutations on Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, but fighting with his children. It is mentioned in a narration, the number of the decapitated heads of the companions of Hussein alayhi salam was 78, which were distributed by the tribe for winning favors of the Ibn Ziyad and Yazid ibn Muawiyah, may Allah's curse be upon them. The distribution was, the Kinda tribe under Qais ibn Ash'as 13 heads, the Hawazan tribe under Shamr ibn Zuljoshan 12 heads, the Bani Tamim 17 heads, the Bani Asad 16 heads, the Mazhaj tribe 7 heads, and the rest of tribes and other people 13 heads in total. The narrator says, as Umar ibn Sa'd moved away from Karbala, a group of people from Bani Asad arrived and prayed on those blood-stained holy bodies, and then buried them as they were. When Ibn Sa'd reached Kufa along with the prisoners, people came to see the scene. The narrator says, a Kufian lady approached the noble prisoners and asked them, where are you coming from? They replied, we prisoners belong to the family of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. She came out from her home and offered dresses and veils to the female prisoners so that they might cover up themselves. The narrator says, along with the ladies was Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam, who had become very lean due to illness, together with Hasan ibn Hasan al-Muthanna, who had patiently received the wound of the spear in support for his uncle and imam. And Zayd ibn al-Hasan and Amr ibn al-Hasan were with him. The Kufians recited an elegy and wept. Zayn al-Abidin alayhi salam said, are you mourning and weeping for us? But then, who killed us? Bashir ibn Khuzaym Asadi says, that day, I heard the speech of Zainab, daughter of Ali alayhi salam. I have not seen any modest and chaste lady with such oratory. It was as if being delivered by Ali alayhi salam. That lady pointed towards the people and said, silence, please. People became almost breathless. Her oratory was like ringing of bells. She said, all praise and applause fits only Allah. Salutation be upon my grandfather Muhammad and the noble people of his family. Now, O people of Kufa, people of deceit and disloyalty, are you weeping? Your tears will never stop flowing and your mourning will not end. Your affairs is like the affair of that woman who unweaved whatever she had woven, and you are always making your oaths a medium to make money. Do you have anything except repulsive, deadly contamination, vengeance and flattery like the flattering of slave girls and the grief and sorrow of enemies? Are you a grazing land as vast as a ruined area, or a pot of silver which is hidden in your grave? What an evil thing you have forwarded to Allah, which invited his wrath, and you will receive divine punishment forever. Are you weeping and crying out from your hearts? Yes, by Allah, you will cry more and smile less. Verily, you have carried all shame and disgrace with you, not even a fragment of which will ever be washed by you. How will you wash the blood of the offsprings of the seal of prophethood, and the mine of messengership, and the leader of the youths of paradise, and the shelter of the righteous, and the rescuer of the deprived, and the tower of argument for you and the follower of traditions? What a serious crime you have committed. Damned you are and destroyed. May your efforts be fruitless, your hands perish, and your merchandise bear bring you loss. You have reverted to the wrath of Allah, and the blot of disgrace and dishonor is now fixed on your forehead forever. Woe unto you, Kufians! Do you know that you have torn the liver of the Prophet of Allah? What kind of pious ladies of the Messenger's household have you unveiled? What blood of the Holy Prophet have you shed? What honor of him have you violated? Verily, how much fuel have you added to the fire of dark calamities and troubles?
It is mentioned in a narrative.
What large-scale, foolish and ugly acts you have committed! Do you wonder that the sky rained blood? In every way, the chastisement of the hereafter is far more disgraceful, and you will never be helped. Do not be happy at the respite that you have got, because Allah does not make haste in taking revenge, and that He completes the task when its time arrives. Most surely, your Lord is watching.
The narrator says, by Allah, I could see people weeping like the bewildered ones, and who were holding their hands against their mouths. I saw an old man who was weeping standing by my side, and his beard drenched in tears. He was saying, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Your elders are the best elders, your youths are the best youth, your women are the best women, and your race is the best race that will never be disgraced. None can equal you.
Zayd ibn Musa reports from his father and grandfather that Fatimiyya Sughra alayha salam, daughter of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, said after returning from Karbala,
praise for Allah as many times as there are grains of sand, and as weighty as the weight of all that extends from earth to the sky. I praise Him, and I believe in Him, and I trust Him, and I give witness that there is none worthy of worship except Him, and that Muhammad is His servant and messenger, and that his progeny was slaughtered by the bank of river Euphrates, though they were neither vindictive, nor did they claim or demand any land. O Allah, I seek your refuge from the sin of saying any untruth about you, and anything other than that you have said regarding the last will of Ali ibn Abi Talib, that they have snatched his right and have killed him without any fault in such a manner that a son was martyred yesterday. The martyrdom of Ali was enacted in one of the houses of Allah in the presence of a number of so-called Muslims. May their heads be destroyed, those who did not desist oppressing him all through his life and death until you took him up to you. He who was the possessor of a praiseworthy character and whose talent was famous, and whose guidance was well known. O Lord, no reproach of any taunter ever deterred him from his goal, or the blame of any ridiculer. My Lord, you guided him in his childhood to Islam. You praised his character when he grew up. He was a constant well-wisher and sympathizer of your religion and of your messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, until you took his soul. The soul of the one who was a devout abstinent in the world, who paid no heed to the world, but was always inclined towards the hereafter, and was a struggler in your path. He was Ali, from whom you loved and selected the guided to the right path. Now, O Kufians, O the deceivers and disloyal and proud folk, indeed we are the members of Ahlul Bayt. God involved us in you and you in us, and fixed our test well. He granted us his knowledge and wisdom. Hence, we are the containers of his knowledge and wisdom and metaphysics, and are his argument on earth for his servants. He has honored us with his generosity, and he has granted grace to his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam over many of his slaves in a manifest manner. Then you rose up to deny and refute us, and considered it correct to fight us. Thought it was all right to destroy our property as if we were sons of Turks and Afghans. Yesterday, you killed my grandfather. The blood of the youth of Ahlul Bayt is dripping from your daggers. All of this is due to your age-old grudge, because after committing all these felonious crimes, your eyes have brightened and your hearts are overjoyed. Strange indeed is your slander against Allah and the conspired planning which you planned, and Allah is the best of planners. Lest you rejoice your deeds of shedding our blood and plundering our property, because whatever calamities have fallen on us were in the book even before we confronted them. This is easy for Allah, so that you may grieve over what you lost and become joyous on account of what you gained. And Allah does not like the proud and the boasters. Be you destroyed. Await curse and chastisement which is to visit you soon. Calamities will rain continuously from the sky, and Allah's wrath will surround you. Some of you shall be treated harshly by some others, and you will remain in a permanent chastisement as a result of the atrocities inflicted on us by you. Beware that the curse of Allah is on the oppressors. Woe unto you! Do you know your hands pierced spears into our bodies? How did your hearts incline to fight against us? Or with which legs you rushed on us seeking war with us? By Allah, your hearts had become stony and your livers hard, and your soul, ears and eyes were sealed. Satan made these crimes beautiful for you and threw dark curtain on your eyes, so you will never be guarded rightly. Be destroyed, O Kufians! Which inheritance of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did you possess? Or for which vengeance you exhibited so much enmity towards his brother Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, my grandfather, and his two sons Hassan and Hussein, the noble progeny of the Prophet, that the boaster from you said so proudly, "We killed Ali and his sons with Indian swords and with spears, and we imprisoned their women like the Turkish prisoners. What a war we fought with them." O speaker, may you suffocate. Are you proud by killing the group who has been purified by Allah and from whom impurity has been removed? How do you take pride in this?
take care of yourself, and set on your dropping like a dog, as was your father. Verily, for everyone is whatever he has earned and sent ahead.
Woe on to you! Do you envy for what Allah has granted us? What is our fault if the ocean of our grace is roaring while yours has no waves? This is the excellence which is granted to whoever he wishes, and Allah is the Lord of the greatest grace. The one whom Allah does not grant light, for him there will be no light.
It is narrated, noise of crying became loud while the two things were saying,
O daughter of holy beings, it is now enough. Our hearts have been put to fire. You have stamped our necks and burnt our souls.
She became silent. It is narrated, Umm Kulthum, daughter of Ali, on the same day, spoke from behind the cover of saddle of the camel litter while crying.
O Kufians, woe unto you! What happened to you due to which you washed your hands off helping Hussein alayhi salam and killed him and destroyed and snatched his property and imprisoned his women and heaped calamities on them? Be you destroyed! Woe unto you! How many crimes you carried out! How much sin you took on your shoulders! How much blood you shed! How many respected women you insulted! How many apparels did you plunder, and how much property did you destroy! You killed the best people after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Kindness has deserted your hearts. You caught my brother and killed him. Woe on to your mothers! Very soon you will be dragged into fire, the heat whereof gets inflamed. You shed the blood which Allah and Quran and Muhammad had disallowed to shed. Greetings to you for drowning in the depths of hell tomorrow on the Day of Judgment. I will weep over my martyred brother throughout my life, over the one who was better than all after the Holy Prophet. With the tears rolling relentlessly on the cheeks, which never dry.
The narrator says, the weeping of the audience became loud. Women tore their hair, threw dust on their heads, scratched their faces, slapped their cheeks, and wailed in a pitched voice. Men also wept profusely, tearing at their beards. This was how both men and women cried on that day. Then Zainul Abidin alayhi salam asked them to be silent. All became quiet. Imam got up, praised Allah, sent blessings on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in the best manner, and then said, O people, one who knew me has known. As for the one who did not recognize me, I am introducing myself to them. I am Ali, son of Hussein, son of Ali, son of Abi Talib alayhim as-salam. I am the son of the one who has been slaughtered by River Euphrates, though he never asked blood or heritage. I am the son of those honorable ladies of the family who have been disrespected, whose wealth and bounty has been plundered, whose children have been arrested. I am son of one who was caught and killed, and this is enough for me to be proud of. O people, I administer you the oath of Allah. Do you know that you wrote a letter to my father and then tricked him? You gave your word to him and extended allegiance to him. Then
You left him and prepared yourselves to kill him. Be you destroyed because of what you sent forth, upon what you have garnished. With which eyes will you look at the messenger of Allah when he says, you killed my household, and you insulted my family. You are not in my community.
The narrator says, voices rose from all sides, while they were telling one another, you are destroyed while not known. Imam continued,
may Allah have mercy on him who accepts my admonitions and remembers my advice regarding the command of Allah and His Prophet and His household, as He is the good pattern for us. All responded, O son of the Holy Prophet, all of us have listened to you and obeyed you, and we are guardians of your responsibility. We are prepared to carry out your commands. We will not turn our face from you. Please give command to us. May Allah's mercy be on you. We are at war with your enemy, and we are with you in whatever you plan. We will arrest Yazid, and we declare our disconnection from your enemy and our enemy. The Imam replied, alas, alas, O disloyal conspirers! Is there any excuse which is not between you and your passions? Do you want to do to me what you did to my father earlier? No, by Allah. No, because these wounds have not yet healed. It was only yesterday when my father, along with his household, alayhim as-salam, were martyred. I am unable to forget the calamity of missing the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and the calamity of losing my father and his children. His pain is in my mouth, and its bitterness is choking me. His sorrow is squeezing my chest. No wonder Hussein is martyred. His father was better and greater than him. Be not joyous, O Kufians, over what happened to Hussein, as this calamity that is severe. May my life be sacrificed for the one who has been slaughtered near the river. The punishment for those who did it is hellfire. I consider this enough from you that you be neither for us nor against us.
The narrator says, thereafter Ibn Ziyad sat in his palace and gave audience to all. The holy head of Hussein alayhi salam was placed before him. His women and children also arrived. Zainab, the respected daughter of Ali alayhi salam, was sitting unknown and unrecognized. Ibn Ziyad lanatullah alayh asked, who is this lady? It was said, Zainab, the daughter of Ali. Ibn Ziyad looked at her and said, praise be to Allah who disgraced you and failed you in your efforts. Zainab alayhi salam said, verily, it is the libertine who becomes disgraced and the debauchee who gets refuted, and they are other than us. Ibn Ziyad said, what did Allah do to your brother and your family? Zainab replied, nothing but good. They, Hussein and his friends, were a group for whom Allah had destined martyrdom. They rushed towards their place of slaughter. Verily, soon Allah will gather you and them. Then you will be interrogated harshly. Then you will see who wins. May your mother mourn over you, O son of Marjan. The narrator says, Ibn Ziyad became furious as if to kill her. Amr ibn Haris said, O chief,
She is a lady, and a lady cannot be punished for her words. Ibn Ziyad replied, Truly, Allah will heal my heart as a reward of killing your rebel brother and the criminal family. Zainab said, You killed my elder, uprooted our branch and dug out my foundation. If this was your healing, then you have attained your aim. Ibn Ziyad said, This woman speaks like a poet. By my life, your father was also a poet. Zainab alayhi salam said, O Ibn Ziyad, what has a woman to do with rhyme? Thereafter, Ibn Ziyad turned towards Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam and asked, Who is he? He was told, He is Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam. Ibn Ziyad said, But did not Allah kill Ali ibn al-Husayn? Zainul Abidin alayhi salam said, I had a brother by the name of Ali ibn al-Husayn. People killed him. Ibn Ziyad said, But Allah killed him. The Imam replied, At the time of death, Allah takes the souls. Ibn Ziyad said, You dare answer me? Bring him and decapitate him. Zainab heard the words of that filthy fellow and said, O Ibn Ziyad, you have not spared any one of us. If you have decided to kill him, then kill me also along with him. Sajjad alayhi salam told his aunt, O aunt, please calm down so that I may tell him something. Then Imam turned towards Ibn Ziyad and said, Are you trying to frighten me with threats of death? Don't you know that being killed is our habit and that martyrdom is our greatness? Then Ibn Ziyad ordered that Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam and their family be lodged in a house near main mosque. Zainab alayhi salam said, No Arab woman must come to us. Only slave girls may come. Then Ibn Ziyad ordered that the holy head of Husayn alayhi salam should be taken in rounds in the streets and localities of Kufa. The head of Muhammad's grandson and his heir goes up on a spear for the onlookers. Muslims do see and hear, but none could deny the situation, nor would anyone sympathize with the victims of the tragedy. The scene, blinded eyes and the calamity, deafened every ear which heard wails. The narrator says, Then Ibn Ziyad climbed the pulpit, uttered words of praise of Allah, and said in a part of his speech, Praise is for Allah who revealed the truth and helped the Amir al-Mu'mineen and his followers and gave them victory and killed the liar, son of the liar. He had not yet ended when Abdullah ibn Afif Azdi got up. He was a righteous and pious Shiite who had lost his left eye in the battle of Jamal and the right one in Siffin. He used to attend the Grand Mosque of Kufa, busy worshipping therein throughout day and night. He said, O son of Marjana, you are the liar, son of a liar, and also the one who gave you Kingdom Yazid and his father Muawiyah. O enemy of Allah, you are killing the sons of the Prophet and uttering such words from the pulpit of Muslims? The narrator says, Ibn Ziyad became angry and asked, Who is speaking such? Abdullah said, O enemy of Allah, I am addressing you. Are you killing the pious progeny of the Holy Prophet and thinking that you are following the religion of Islam? Help! Help!
O sons of the pioneers, where are you? Come up and take revenge from this cursed son of cursed father, Yazid and Muawiyah, who were so described by the Holy Prophet.
The narrator says, this doubled the wrath of the filthy Ibn Ziyad to such an extent that the veins of his neck swelled, and he said,
bring him to me.
The executioners and guards rushed from all sides to capture him. The noblemen of his tribe, Azd, and his cousins also stood up and freed him from the clutches of the government servants, brought him out of the mosque and sent him to his house. Ibn Ziyad said,
catch the blind man of Azd whom Allah has blinded, and bring him to me.
The battalion went out, and this news reached the tribe of Azd. They united with the tribes of Yemen to protect Abdullah.
Ibn Ziyad heard this, and he also gathered the tribes of Mazar in association with Muhammad ibn Ash'as and ordered war. The narrator reports, there was a fierce fight in which a group of Arabs were killed. The men of Ibn Ziyad went to the house of Abdullah ibn Afif, broke it open, and attacked him. His daughter said, those you feared have come. Abdullah said, you will not be in a loss. Give me my sword. He grasped his sword and began to defend himself, chanting,
I am the son of Afif Tahir, the Honorable. My father is Afif and my mother is Amir. How many of your armored heroes have I dispatched to death?
His daughter said continuously,
alas, I wish I was a man to fight with you against this destructive community who killed the honorable members of the Holy Family.
The enemy surrounded Abdullah from every side, and he continued to defend himself single-handed. Nobody was able to dominate him. The daughter was guiding her blind father until, finally, he was encircled closely. His daughter said,
may Allah avoid disgrace. My father has been surrounded, and there is none to help him.
Wielding his sword, Abdullah said, by Allah, had I been able to see, even my arrival and departure would have exhausted you. The narrator says, the surrounded Abdullah was at last arrested and taken to Ibn Ziyad. Seeing him, Ibn Ziyad said,
praise to Allah who disgraced you.
Abdullah ibn Afif said,
O enemy of Allah, how did he disgrace me? Had I been able to see with my eyes, I would have undoubtedly put you to trouble.
Ibn Ziyad said,
what is your opinion about Uthman ibn Affan?
Abdullah replied,
O slave! O son of Marjana! What have you to do with Uthman? He did good or bad, improved the affairs or spread corruption. Allah is the guard over his servants. He will decide justly between people and Uthman. But you question about yourself and your father and about Yazid and his father.
Ibn Ziyad said,
no, by Allah, I will not ask you anything till you taste death little by little.
Abdullah ibn Afif replied,
all praise to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Even before your mother delivered you, I had asked for martyrdom from Allah, and requested him that my martyrdom be carried out by the hand of the worst and the most evil fellow among his creation. After becoming blind, I had lost my hope for martyrdom. But now, praise to Allah, After disappointment, I have achieved this good luck and my prayer has been answered. Ibn Ziyad, the dirty fellow, said, Kill him and hang him publicly in Kufa.
The narrator says, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, may the curse of Allah be upon him, conveyed the story of Karbala and the martyrdom of Hussein alayhi salam to Yazid ibn Muawiyah, may the curse of Allah be upon him, and to Amr ibn Sa'id ibn As, who was the governor of Medina. But Amr ibn Sa'id, after getting the news, went up the pulpit and gave a speech and conveyed the news to the people. Bani Hashim became very sad by this news, and they arranged mourning. Zainab, daughter of Aqil ibn Abi Talib, recited a dirge and said,
What will you reply when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asks you, Being the last ummah, what did you do to my progeny after my departure? Some of them were imprisoned and some were drowned in their own blood. Had I willed you to misbehave with my household, you would not have done worse than what you did. O you who killed Hussein under the utmost oppression, take news of a painful chastisement. Everyone who is in the heaven and every prophet and messenger and every martyr wept over him. You are the cursed ones who have been cursed by the tongues of Sulaiman, Musa, and Esau.